State Attorney General Mark Brnovich has determined Phoenix's new airport rideshare fees are likely unconstitutional. In a statement, Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego insisted the fees are legal and no different from the fees any other vendor has paid for space at the airport. She alleged political pressure led to Brnovich's opinion, adding, quote, "We refuse to allow state officials playing politics to condemn Sky Harbor's success," end quote. Republican State Representative Nancy Barta was one such state official who opposed the fees from the start and asked Brnovich to investigate whether the city had in fact violated the law. In her own statement, Barto said she is confident the state Supreme Court will agree with the AG's determination. For more on what this all means, let's turn now to Jessica Boehm with the Arizona Republic. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So what happens next? The Attorney General has said this very likely is unconstitutional, so that triggers a process. What is that process?
So this basically puts that issue at the top of the Arizona Supreme Court's priority list. So at this point, the AG will file a brief, the city of Phoenix will file a brief, and then oral arguments will be scheduled sometime probably in the next couple of months. And at that point, the Supreme Court will make that final decision as to whether or not these fees can go forward. At this point, they're scheduled to go into effect on February 1st. As far as I hear, it's business as normal at the city, so we'll see what happens then.
And this all comes down to Proposition 126, which voters approved in 2018, basically saying that there could be no fees or taxes on services in the state, right?
Exactly. And what's going to be so interesting is that proposition is pretty sweeping in the way that it's read, but it's never been really determined its reach in a judicial setting. So it will be really interesting to see how the court kind of explains what it can and can't do. And I think a lot of cities beyond the city of Phoenix are really looking forward to that determination.
Is there a sense that this could really sort of set the parameters for what is and is not okay based on Prop 126 beyond just rideshare fees at the airport?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is probably a really important constitutional question that may be settled through this. And like I said, I think there's a lot of people waiting to see how far they can push that proposition.
There's also been a lot of controversy about the need for this fee in the first place, right? The city is basically saying, well, you know, these rideshare companies are using space at the terminals to pick up and drop off passengers. There are others who say, well, the city really needs this money for something else. Can you sort of remind us of what that controversy entails?
Sure. And that really is what this all boils down to, and what the constitutional question will be, is whether this is a fee on, you know, a service, or whether this is a fee to access city property, which is what the city says it is. You're accessing our curb, we can charge you this fee. I think a lot of people probably don't realize that Sky Harbor is an enterprise. It generates its own revenue. It's not something that taxpayers pay for. So they say, the city says, that this is necessary to be able to, you know, continue to provide the services that the airport does for customers who are going in and out of Sky Harbor every day.
And for those who say that this is just a money grab for something else, we heard from Councilman Sal DiCicio in the billboard of the show. He's not buying that.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people say that this is unnecessary, that this is something that is just, you know, to make additional money that the city may not need at this point. They also, you know, think that it is unfair to people who are trying to access the airport, that it's going to make that more expensive and more difficult. Obviously, Uber and Lyft have both threatened to leave the airport because of these fees. So there's definitely a lot to be settled.
Is there any reason to believe that Uber and Lyft wouldn't actually leave? That, like, even if these fees go into effect, and even if the Supreme Court decides it's okay that they're there, is there anything to suggest that those two companies would continue servicing Sky Harbor?
There's a lot of people who don't buy that they'll leave. Obviously, that's a huge location for them. Tons of people take Uber and Lyft to the airport and use it to get picked up from the airport. They also do pay fees at many other airports. This is on the higher end, but it's not completely out of the line of what they pay at other airports, and they still have continued to service those airports.
All right. Much more to follow on this in the weeks and months to come. That is Jessica Boehm of the Arizona Republic. Jessica, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.